CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. President Xi Jinping has requested all-out efforts to ensure the safety of the staff aboard the research vessel and icebreaker Xuelong, which is trapped in heavy ice after its rescue of passengers on a Russian vessel stranded in Antarctica. Xi Jinping said Xuelong's rescue mission had been accomplished under extreme risks and has won honor for China and the people. He expressed regards and greetings to the 101-member expedition team and ordered coordinated efforts to help them out of trouble and ensure their safety. He also expressed hopes the team respond to the situation in a calm manner and return safely at an early date. Police in San Francisco have boosted security at the Chinese Consulate General there after an arson attack on Wednesday caused severe damage to the facilities. The U.S. State Department says San Francisco Police Department is providing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week coverage at the Chinese consulate while the investigation continues. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, now leading the investigation into the arson, says the fire was set intentionally. China has urged the United States to take effective measures to protect its diplomatic institutions and staff and prevent similar incidents. Ceasefire talks between rival parties in South Sudan have started. Delegates from the government and rebel forces have met with mediators in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa. No direct talks between the two sides have taken place just yet. Inside the country, fighting continues. China's military says the country's peacekeepers will continue to provide humanitarian aid in South Sudan. As many as 350 peacekeepers are in the region, setting up a refugee camp with room for more than 10,000 civilians. 12 Chinese military observers or staff officers have been shuttling across various refugee camps to collect up-to-date information for the UN. More than 1,000 people in South Sudan have been killed since clashes erupted last month. The UN says some 190,000 people have been forced to leave from their homes. At least 11 people were killed and 52 others injured on Friday in clashes across Egypt between supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi and security forces. Egyptian security forces have intensified their presence in Cairo's main streets following calls for renewed demonstrations by the National Alliance to support legitimacy, a pro-Morsi coalition led by the Muslim Brotherhood. This is CRI News. Police in South China's Guangdong province have confiscated 3 tons of the drug methamphetamine during raids at a village. 182 people have been arrested in Boshi village of Lufeng City. Police say more than a third of China's methamphetamine came from Lufeng in the last 3 years. The raids involved at least 3,000 police officers, 2 helicopters, and speedboats. Health authorities in China have ruled out any link between hepatitis B vaccines and the deaths of 9 babies at the end of last year. Preliminary results from 8 other cases have failed to find any link, too. Causes of death still need to be confirmed by autopsy. The China Food and Drug Administration says so far no problems have been found with the vaccines produced by Shenzhen-based Biocontai. More samples of the firm's vaccines are being tested. Production remains suspended. China's television and broadcasting watchdog has asked the country's hosts and broadcasters to take the lead in promoting Mandarin. Television hosts and broadcasters should speak Mandarin when hosting programs, except in special cases, and slang that violates language specifications should be prohibited, according to the State General Administration of Press, Publication, Radio, Film and Television. China's Education Ministry is considering adopting new rules for international students. The regulations stipulate that schools must not enroll students who fail to meet admission standards or who haven't completed necessary insurance procedures. It insists minors must be accompanied by a parent or guardian with the proper paperwork. Also, international students will be given a deadline for leaving the country upon completion of their degree. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.